Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We are pumped, as always, to be jamming with y'all today, and we wanted to dive into a conversation that's been really prevalent over the last few days and weeks, and it's really this concept of understanding what it actually takes, the reality of growing and scaling, whether it's in business or just in life and achieving whatever it is you're setting your mind to. And what we want to explore, and we'll speak specifically to those of you in the entrepreneurial world when it comes to business, wanting to get to that next level and what it actually takes. So all that being said, Dan, let's dive in.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because when we look out there in the marketing world, you hop on Facebook or Instagram, we're seeing less of it now, but still seeing a lot of people saying like, hey, you know, I'll take you from zero to, you know, $100,000 in 90 days. Or, you know, people essentially promising magic bullets, right? Or magic wands, however you want to look at it. And that's not always reality. I mean, yeah, sure, it can happen. But I think it's really important to take a very realistic look at what the entrepreneurial journey could be. Knowing that, yes, you know, you figure something out and you might make a quantum leap forward, but you might not. And that's also okay. You know, this episode is really all about letting you know that it's okay to have your own way to your success, your own definition of success, your own path to it, your own speed of it. And Sophie and I have had a lot of these experiences that are not so miraculous. You know, sometimes getting successful is not so easy and it's not so quick. But that doesn't make it bad or wrong, and it doesn't mean that something is broken, and it doesn't mean that you're fucked up. It just means that there needs to be a little bit more awareness of what the journey could be. So how about we start with just some of our own personal stories? So what's one of yours?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, being somebody who's actually a business and marketing mentor and been in this space for 3 going on 4 years now, it was not an overnight success, and very rarely are any client stories an overnight success. And I think this is something that I really want to preface here, because I think we see these testimonials, we see these results, just like Dan is saying, where it's like, you know, this person went from here to there. And one of the things that is so important is to not just look at like, okay, what happened in the short time frame, but how have they sustained and maintained that in alignment with their level of fulfillment and excitement. And so one of the things that I'll just pre-frame here as we're diving into this is how you're actually measuring success and how you're actually measuring where it is you're wanting to get to, if it's just the number in the bank account or if it's so much more than that. So that's the first thing that I would really encourage you to just tune into. Like, what is your definition of success with whatever you're attaining, and what are the sticks that you're measuring by? And then in relation to, you know, my personal journey, it has been a wild ride. You know, I would have to say it probably, there's been multiple times where it's like hitting really, really high highs. And then there's been other times where even after hitting those highs, a few months later, it's been hitting extreme lows. And to start, it was like when I first really decided to get into coaching, I was still in college. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Didn't really have much clarity. And I was nannying part-time. And so that was really like my main stream of income. And when I first started, I mean, I tell my clients this story all the time when they're wanting to be really impatient and want to charge a lot of money and getting frustrated. It's just like I charged my first client that I ever coached $700 for 3 months of one-on-one coaching. I was charging them $250 a month for 4 sessions, and that's not including the lack of boundaries that I had and the amount of texting and other random phone calls. Like, I had absolutely no business structure in place whatsoever. I was just like all heart, no plan, and was excited about the fact that somebody wanted to pay me $700. You know, this is one of the things where a lot of us think that you just started in this place where you're making all of this money, but that's not the reality of it. I had to build so much confidence in myself and so much understanding of where my skill set actually lied and where my value really was. And not to say that I wasn't valuable in the sense of my worthiness, but more so the value that I was able to provide for the people that I really loved working with. And inside of that first year, I was telling Dan a little bit before this, I've been so blessed throughout my journey, because in the process of me going and growing the business, I ended up meeting my first mentor, who basically at the time was running a $1 million company working with personal trainers and nutritionists who wanted to scale their businesses online. And he saw my passion and my dedication and my heart about really wanting to support people with transformation and identity shifting and all of this mindset work, and loved it, and basically had me intern inside of his business for a few months. And inside of that, he actually decided to hire me and have me start working with his clients. And he was paying me $45 per 1 hour one-on-one session with each of his clients. And so in the matter of a few months, I went from my 1 to 2 clients that I was like so pumped about to over 40 different coaching clients from all over the world making $45 per session. So I went from, I don't know, making a couple $100 a month to I was doing like $6,000 to $8,000 a month at that point. And I maintained that for about 18 months. But inside of that, you have to understand what you didn't see is I was literally spending 40 hours a week on coaching calls. And from the outside perspective, sure, it was successful. But on the inside perspective, I was getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to have a coaching call with somebody that was in the UK because that's the only time that they could do a call. And so there was this huge learning experience for me inside of that first year of like, oh, this is so much more than just about like having a shit ton of clients and like bringing in a ton of money, especially if like I don't actually have a life. And, you know, I always will be so grateful for that mentor for, you know, being the first person to really put their trust in me and have faith in me and give me that opportunity. And it was an incredible learning experience of like, this isn't actually the way that I want to do business. And this isn't the way that I actually want to run my life.
It's so wild. I mean, think about like early days, man, that excitement that I had too of holy shit, someone's going to pay me $100 an hour. $100 an hour. It brought me back to like one of my first jobs as, you know, a paper boy. I made $40 in 2 weeks. I'm king of the world. I could buy my own bagels for breakfast. It was so cool. And that feeling there, I got a little bit drunk on it and was like, cool, let me see how many clients I can build. And I totally relate with that. And yeah, I think that's part of the reason why I grew so fast, not overnight, but I had a multiple six-figure business in 1.5 years from opening the doors. I hit 6 figures within 6 months with no guidance, actually anti-guidance. The, you know, air quotes, mentor that I had kind of fucked me up more than he helped me. But the real challenge came after for me. It was when I started really rolling with it. Then it was like, okay, let's see how much money I can make. And I did that to myself, right? Like, Sophie, you had someone like giving you clients there. And so there was like, it sounds like it almost wasn't really fully in your control. Could you control how many clients you wanted to see?
I mean, I could always say no.
Okay, yeah,
I wasn't going to.
right. I did that shit to myself. I was like, okay, I'm going to push the limits. In my mind, I was like, well, you know, resilience has got to be like a muscle, right? So if I just keep on doing this and seeing as many clients as I can all the time, eventually I'll be able to see even more and I'll just make more money. And I drove myself insane, like batshit crazy, because I would see my clients all day, every day during the week. And then on the weekends, I would do all the stuff that I didn't have time for during the week. Working on my copy, working on my business systems, emails, all this other stuff. And so I was working all the time, nonstop. And it got really rugged because sure, I was making more money than I ever have, even more money than I made in corporate. You know, when I was working in aerospace, I had 4 different departments under me with international clients hawking $11 to $15 million worth of airplane parts a year. And I was making more than that in 6 months without knowing what the hell I was doing. But I was manual marketing. I was, how can I say this? When you own your own business, when you're working in a service-based business, the less you charge, the more challenging your clients will be to work with. That is the most PC I could ever think of saying that. And it's just true. The more you charge, the easier your clients are. Now they're a breeze because they pay me a hell of a lot. But back then, so now it's like, oh shit. Okay. So now each hour was a drain. Then they were super demanding, or they'd flake, or they'd whatever to make things even more challenging and screw up my schedule. Or, you know, they would get all their sessions and then demand refunds for this, for the progress they actually were enjoying at that time. And I was just drained all the time, constantly. And, you know, as you're listening to this, you might remember the other times I was like, I'm an insomniac, okay? I don't sleep when I'm healthy, when everything is easy, and when I'm relaxed. Just imagine what happens to me when I'm stressed the fuck out all day, every day. I was a wreck. I was a wreck. So on paper, successful. In person, I could put up the facade, but I was not okay. And I did that for like a whole year before I realized that it was unsustainable and had to change everything.
And I think this is, you know, this is the story for a lot of people when they're starting out, is there's that mentality of, and I'm sure you guys can pick up on the pattern here between Dan and I, do as much as you possibly can, as quickly as you possibly can, and go as hard as you possibly can to make as much money as possible. And we both kind of ran that program because there is like this, it's like an addictive sense of achievement in a way, like these dopamine hits that you get, and you're just like, this feels so good. This is better than anything I've ever experienced. But what we oftentimes don't realize is there's a better way to do it. And what was interesting is, you know, after, well, two things, I'll preframe here. There was a lot of pre-work that went into getting to that place. It wasn't like we just decided one day and then it magically happened. There was a lot that went into building the momentum to actually arriving in the place to where we actually started to have that success. And, you know, for me, it was like, I got into the personal development industry when I was 14. I was so young. I was such a baby. I look back and I'm just like, Jesus. And I went to these events every single year, month after month after month, from 14 up until 19, when my first mentor brought me on board. Inside of that, it was like, I literally would spend my student loan money to go to personal development seminars, to go to Date with Destiny, to go to, what was it called, Life Mastery and Wealth Mastery and all of these like big events, and basically spent what I was supposed to be spending on my education on my personal development. And it was hard. It was really, really hard to get to that place where it was like, okay. And I had no idea it was coming. It just arrived one day because of the work that I had put in and the vision that I had created for myself. But it wasn't like one morning I woke up and I'm like, I'm going to do this. And it magically happened. I had this vision and this dream and I didn't know exactly what it was, but I was consistently working towards it and making those intuitive decisions every single day. And then this opportunity arose somewhere along those, what was that, 5 years of being on that path and developing myself personally to be ready to receive the opportunity to then have that level of success and our perceived success. So that's the first thing I want to preframe here. And then the second thing is, Dan, I know you got a crash story here coming too. There was a point where, you know, my mentor had his own spiritual awakening and decided to completely shut down his company and completely pivot. And inside of that process, there was a downfall for me as well, right? Because I had become so dependent on him and his company for my own success. And it was where everything financially for me was coming from. And I hadn't really established myself a whole lot of like my own personal brand. And so I went through this period of like, I don't know, 3 to 4 months, maybe even a little bit longer than that, 3 to 4 months after having that success of like having no freaking idea what I wanted to do, moving back in with my mom, feeling really confused, going through all of this relationship stuff with my partner at the time. And I remember there were points when I literally didn't know how I was going to pay the bills. Like I literally had no idea, even after having that success. And it was like this whole other dark night of the soul until I got really, really clear with myself. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do next? What's going to be the next thing? And again, by the grace of source, universe, God, whatever you want to call it, synchronicity happens again. And that's when I met my second mentor, who brought me inside of her company. You notice the theme here in my journey, just who brought me on board and basically hired me to work inside of her business, being her online business manager, as well as starting to coach and train under her to run her programs for her. And in the period of 8 months, we scaled her business to $1 million run rate. And I was generating anywhere between $20,000 to $30,000 a month inside of her company at, you know, the peak of that time. until, again, another massive pivot where she decided to shut down the company. And I'll get into this too. We'll talk a little bit about this. But you'll see here, there's this trend of getting to this massive level of success that we thought we wanted, and then realizing that it's like not what we want. And both of these mentors shut down their companies after reaching that peak and having this awakening. Again, we'll dive into this. But for me, it was like another point of like, well, what the fuck do I do now? Right? And it was another one of those moments of like this dark night of the soul and having to realize it's like, okay, what do I want to do? And inside of that, you guys have heard in my personal episode, if you listen to it, it wasn't just smooth sailing in that process. There was a lot of other shit that was going on for me. I was going through the worst adrenal fatigue of my life. I had anxiety and panic attacks through the roof. And I was going through this massive breakup. There was so much going on. So even in the context of the success from the financial game, there was still a lot of stress. There was still a lot of stuff that like wasn't actually exciting or fulfilling. And it's not to negate the fact that it's like, it's one or the other. What I'm wanting to allude to here is that it's not just the financial piece. It's building the financial success through also having that embodiment and that lifestyle that really serves it so you can actually enjoy the success.
So kind of just following up on what you said there, Sophie, you know, for me, when I launched into my business, right, and I got to six figures in 6 months and to multiples in a year and a half, without knowing what I was doing, it's not because I went from zero. You got to remember, ever since I was 18, I was voraciously reading and studying and traveling around the fucking world, seeking out coaches to study under directly, gurus. I spent months in India on ashrams and meditating in Thailand. I got 9 different certifications in that time. You know, like all in spirituality and in change work and transformation. Like, you know, I joke about it, but it's not really a joke. I built my business off of manifestation and being really fucking good at what I do. That's it. No business systems, no marketing, no sales. I didn't know that shit. I had no idea, you know, even after hiring my first business coach, still had no idea. And, you know, sometimes things just take longer also. Like right now, we were talking before we started recording this, the challenge that I've been working on for a year and a half. So it came time to grow my business. And after Yelp removed 32 of my 5-star reviews, and I nearly had a panic attack because I built everything on Yelp, really. Like that was my marketing. That was all the marketing that I had. Everything else was referral. And I have no idea how some people found me. Legit, no idea. But when that happened, I realized, okay, well, if I want to grow and if I want to really truly be secure, I need multiple sources of leads. And so it's time to learn all this business stuff. And I went completely backwards, I think, from when like most people go, like they go their business systems, then realize they need mindset and spirituality or whatever to support that. I went completely backwards. And over the last year and a half, I spent $35,000, a year and a half of my life, and went through 4 business coaches. And it's not that they were bad business coaches. They were super, super effective at what they did. And their testimonials are off the charts. These were amazing business coaches. And yet, I couldn't figure it out. And like, no engagement, no nothing, nothing. Like, I couldn't write a post to save my life. I couldn't write copy that was worth a damn. Think about that, 35 grand and a year and a half of time. And the thing that really kept me going through that is knowing that I can't keep comparing my journey to other people's. I am a unique and beautiful snowflake. I'm fucking weird. I'm different. I'm all over the place. My issues, my challenges, my history, my everything is mine. And so I really could not compare. You know, you look at these testimonials and think, oh yeah, I didn't have any online, went from 0 followers to 1 million followers in half an hour. And I sold, you know, I made $1 billion in 15 minutes following this 9-step system and all that other bullshit. And a lot of it is true because people did have amazing results. But like, you know, Sophie and I have been saying, you don't really know how long they've been working at it. There's a very good chance that the next coaching event that I go to or coach that I work with gives me that nugget and I can go from, yeah, I went from 500 followers to 20,000 in 3 months. Very possible for me. But you're not seeing the 35 grand a year and a half months of anxiety and stress and confusion and feeling stuck and feeling angry and all these emotions of like, why can't I figure this thing out, right? You only see the 3 months because that's what they want to show, because that's marketing, right? Like, no one's going to show you, hey, work with my program, because really what you need is 10 years of meditation before you work with me and then you can make these 3 months worth it, because they won't sell a thing, right? That's not going to work for them. So they're going to show you what works, you know, what people want. They're going to give you that dopamine hit. Just remember that you have your own strengths. You have your own process. You have your own things. And it's okay to go through your process because you don't know, right? It's like, I'm going to butcher this freaking quote, but it's something like, fate is a combination of like 95% getting ready and 5% opportunity, something like that. It's like, you put in a hell of a lot of work. You give yourself the ability to receive these opportunities. Opportunities are everywhere around you. Wealth is everywhere. Abundance is everywhere. The question is, are you putting yourself into a place where you can see it, receive it, maintain it? Because without that hard work, you can have the best strategy in the world. You can have the best coach in the world, and it'll take you longer. And that's okay, because maybe that's where you need to be at that moment, so that you can get ready for the next huge opportunity, right? So really what you want to do is focus on how to get to your next step, realizing where you are, realizing that your next step might be $1 million, might not be $1 million, and that's okay. Because as long as you keep on taking that one step forward, being truly honest with where you are and how you're feeling, and what your challenges are, then you'll be able to move to that next step. And you keep on putting that one foot in front of the other until you become someone's incredible testimonial of, holy shit, I went from this to that in 90 days, right? So I guess this is really just, you know, focus on your journey and enjoy it and love where you are.
And, you know, I think that the biggest things that I'll tune into here for you guys is really just illuminating the, what feels like the core characteristics of what we, Dan, you and I have both really embodied over our journeys. And I think the biggest one is this dedication to our crafts. We, from the very beginning, before any opportunities arose, before the business even was blossoming, it was this dedication, this obsession with like, how can I become so great at this? And that was the, what feels like that preparation, right? That hard work that then allowed us to meet the opportunity ready to receive it. And I think the second one that I would tune into here is it's like, it's that discipline to sit down and do the work, right? And it's not always going to be this like super exciting and easy thing. You know, it can be less stressful and it doesn't have to be super fucking hard, but I do have to allude to the fact that like it requires work and you're not going to enjoy every single piece of it. It's not always going to be the most exciting thing, but it's recognizing like, okay, how do I develop the discipline to get myself to move through this process, because I know that this is what needs to get done in order for me to get to where I want to go. You know, that speaks into a few different things. And I think the third one I would say is resiliency. Regardless of the shit that showed up and that continues to show up, it's this continuous sense of like, okay, what next? What next? Like, I'm going to continue to go. And even as, you know, Dan's saying, he spent a year and a half going through this copywriting component and trying to figure out like how to find his tone and his voice and how to really maneuver this piece. It's that resilience, just like when it's not working, you're not going to just quit and say, oh, this isn't for me. And you know, if that is your belief system, then maybe the entrepreneurial route isn't for you, because you have to have a hell of a lot of resilience and be willing to face a hell of a lot of redirection and or what some might interpret as rejection, and being able to get to where it is you really want to go. And then the fourth thing is consistency. It's just consistently working at your craft. You just continue to keep the rhythm, whether it's a faster rhythm or a slower rhythm. You keep your rhythm, you stay consistent, you don't stop. And I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, for anyone out there that's in a season where you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling impatient, you're feeling like, I should be further ahead, because you're comparing yourself to other people's highlight reels, right? It's so easy to do because everyone only always shows, you know, what they want you to see. Just remember that, again, everyone has their own timeline for success. And if you can fall in love with the process just as much as you're so in love with the idea of the destination, the journey will be so much more enjoyable.
I want to leave you guys with one other metaphor that I found very useful. So let's say you're running a marathon. There are a couple different things. You see somebody running by you real easy, and you can immediately wish, oh my God, why is it so hard for me? Why is it so easy for them? But you haven't seen the years of training that that person put in. You just see them run by you. And if you focus only on that finish line, your mind will naturally then move to how far away you are from it. And then you go to how bad your lungs and your feet and your legs hurt. And then they hurt more and more because that's what you're focusing on until you break down. And it might take you a lot longer to get to the finish line. You might never make it because of that. But if you allow yourself to enjoy the fact, hey, I'm still putting one foot in front of the other. This is further than I've gone before. I'm doing my thing. And celebrate every step forward and focus on you and where you need to be and where you are, then you'll get to that finish line. You might get to it a lot faster than you thought, and it'll feel a lot better, and it'll feel a lot easier than if you focused on anything else, right? So keep running your race, right? Be patient with yourself. Remember to be self-loving. Throughout this entire experience, you need that. Self-love is not, it's not an end result. It's not a nice to have. If you're going to make it in this business, you need it, right? So pour that shit all over yourself. Love where you are. Love where you're going. And just for a task for this episode, look at you where you are now. Get a real good inventory of where you are now in your life, in, you know, your relationships, your intimate relationships, your business, your health, everything. And then just look at the next step and start thinking about how can you get there. Forget everybody else. Block everybody else out. Ditch the whole idea of how long is it going to take or what is it going to take. Just look at where do you need to go first, and then start brainstorming on all the different ways that you can get there. Find the ones that feel best for you and get into motion.
So that being said, guys, go ahead and take action on this. And if you resonate with any of our stories or just any of this and you know somebody who needs to hear it, please feel free to share it on the gram or Facebook or whatever social platforms you use. We always, always, always love hearing your stories and your feedback and just the shout outs. They mean the absolute world to us. And if this episode really resonated with you, go ahead and leave us a review and a comment and give us that beautiful 5-star rating if you feel like it. And that being said, we will see you guys on the next episode.